You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, eBoston Podcast, where we talk with entrepreneurs, executives, startups, businesses, trends, and topics that are shaping the present and future of Boston's economy. Today, we're joined by Shoba Donti and Tate Isgrig, two esteemed educators and entrepreneurs who each own and manage one of over 50 Kumon centers across Boston and New England. Shoba and Tate, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you
so much for having us.
It certainly is our pleasure, and looking forward to hearing all the details on Kumon. So first, do tell our listeners who are not familiar with Kumon, which I hear is celebrating its 60th founding anniversary this year, and congratulations, by the way. What is Kumon?
Yes, Kumon is 60 years old, and we are celebrating a founding anniversary this year. Kumon is the world's largest after-school math and reading program for kids in K-12. Kumon develops a firm foundation in math and reading regardless of a student's age. It is an individualized study method that enables students to become self-learners. Kumon was started by a gifted math teacher, Mr. Toru Kumon, in Japan. Just like every parent, he wanted to develop his son's love for learning and at the same time prepare him for high school and college entrance exams. And like I said, like most parents today. So going back to your question, it's an after-school math and reading program that provides worksheets for students to complete on a daily basis. Each assignment slowly but surely allows students to independently master each concept completely before moving on to the new skill. The goal of the program is for students to confidently perform calculus and high school reading material before entering high school. So by middle school, we would like our students to be doing calculus and be analyze high-level Shakespeare and reading materials.
And some great background information there. Thanks so much. So Tate, what are the benefits of studying Kumon, and how is Kumon different from other math and or reading programs in the market?
Well, 60 years is something different. We've been around for a long time, and it's proof that Kumon is really not like other programs that are out there. Our program, I feel like what differentiates us is that we go beyond the material that's covered in tutoring, and instead really we're really focusing on actively developing independent learning skills through carefully mindful individualized Kumon curriculum for students. And so Kumon math and reading programs, we cover everything from, as Sho was sort of pointing out back there, that we cover from counting all the way through calculus, and from print recognition and phonics all the way through Shakespeare. And our worksheets and the work that we're providing for the students and guiding the students through enable them to learn new concepts on their own, which is the major difference. We're working on an independent learning program, a program that really develops one small step at a time through daily practice, the ability to say, you know what, I can do it, I can conquer it, I can't do it on my own. So we instill the students with the mindset that's necessary for them to conquer new material in general without having to be taught. So as students are progressing through algebra and calculus, they're moving at their own pace, but they're doing it through self-learning, which is just a truly unique thing to Kumon. It's an individualized approach, so it's different for everybody. But as Kumon instructor Shoba and I are helping to develop the independent learners capable of solving problems, you know, on their own.
And Tate, your response was most helpful. Good stuff there. Okay, so when parents and students want to do Kumon, what then is the process of enrolling? Get into some of those details.
Okay. First, you need to find a Kumon center that's close to you. You can find it in one of two ways. Go to kumon.com and find a center close to you, or you can also call an 800 number, which is 1-800-ABC-MATH. And once you do that, you schedule a placement testing and a parent orientation. instructor will talk to you about the program and also evaluate the student. We look at what the abilities are, what the needs are, and set goals for the student. We determine the best starting point for the student to be successful. And by a step-by-step method, we'll help the student grasp a solid grasp of math and or reading and grow more confident and motivated while mastering each concept and lesson. So once your child is enrolled, they'll be given daily assignments. It takes about 30 minutes per subject to complete. 2 days a week, they're in the classroom to do the work. And the 5 days that they don't come to class, they've got homework to complete. The biggest takeaway here is there's no right age to enroll in the center in Kuman. It can help your child advance in school regardless of your age and learning abilities. We have students who come in for enrichment, and we have students who come in for remedial purposes. The goal of the program is to make sure that the students are able to confidently perform in math and reading and study beyond grade level. So, you know, there are kids who are doing Kuman all over the world and even senior citizens in some parts of the world, basically to help keep their minds sharp well into the 70s, 80s, and even 90s. So it's a great program regardless of your age.
And I got to tell you, I've never seen an 800 number more clear and clever than Kuman's 1-800-ABC-MATH. You got to love that. Today we're joined by Shoba Donti and Tate Isgrig, two esteemed educators and entrepreneurs who each own and manage one of over 50 Kuman centers across Boston and New England here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So Tate, if you would, how long is the program? Is it 3 months, 6 months, a year? Is it seasonal? Talk to us about that if you would.
Sure. It's a year-round program, but the length of time that you're enrolled sort of depends on the child. Everybody's different. Everybody's got a different starting point for the mountain that faces them that they need to climb. And so depending on the child, their talent level, and their capacity and ability to learn independently and confidently, it can vary. But each student is unique, and so we're trying to teach kids to be successful, and the earlier we can teach them to be successful, the better off they're going to be. So by succeeding early and without constant intervention, our students are gaining the motivation to set their own goals, tackle advanced levels, and move comfortably. To reach grade level is certainly the first goal. Most students haven't mastered the work that they're doing in school and all the things that they've done in school, so that's the first thing that we tackle is we go back and we address all of the skills that they've learned thus far. Typically, it takes somewhere between 6 months and a year to bring students to grade level, sometimes faster. If a student can get there in 3 months, we want them there in 3 months or a month or a week, whatever it takes, but everybody's different. But the longer a student stays and continues their study, they are going to progress beyond their grade level. And that means that schoolwork is going to become easier, and it's not going to be such a grind at school. Kuman's, because the instruction is individualized, it helps kids advance at their own pace. Because kids are learning how to learn independently, there's really no ceiling on how quickly they can progress through the program. I have, second graders doing 10th grade work and eighth graders doing second grade work. It doesn't really matter to me. What we're working on is developing that independent learning spirit and skill and setting new goals and working towards them. So advanced students are, introduced to new concepts much earlier in Kuman than they are in school. And so this just makes everything easier moving forward. And that way school and the experience of Kuman, they can really take advantage of learning and new material ahead of their peers and really set themselves apart.
Okay, so now let's talk about you both. How did you become a Kuman instructor? What was your entrepreneurial journey like? Let's start with Shoba and then Tate.
Yes, I first started off as a Kuman parent. For 3 years, I was a Kuman parent before becoming a Kuman instructor. I started, at that time, my daughter, who was entering second grade, needed some challenge because school was very easy for her, and we didn't know how to challenge her on a consistent basis. One of our friends told us about the Kuman program, so we enrolled my daughter in the program. She started plus ones, plus twos, plus threes, to do a little bit of review and master the concepts that she already knew. And by the end of third grade, she was already doing algebra. By the end of fifth grade, she was doing calculus. So this really, really intrigued me. The other reason was my son, who's 2 years younger, and we wanted to prepare him for kindergarten and make sure that he's ready. So seeing how both my kids were successful with the program, I started looking at opening a center in my town. My background, I'm a CPA, and I quit my full-time job to do Kumon full-time. I quit my corporate job to do Kumon full-time. And 16 years ago, I started my center in North Andover, and here we are. So it made a profound impact on both my kids, and I really saw how well both of them performed in school, and that's what made me decide to start a Kumon center in the town I live in.
So I was a second and third grade teacher out of college. I got my master's in education from Johns Hopkins University. I spent my time in the classroom, and then later on as a administrator. I came to realize what I felt like kids were missing in school was this ability to work on things in the right way. I had a lot of kids that there's no reason why they were struggling with what they were struggling on, and I knew if they worked hard enough on it or long enough on it and were able to sit and focus on learning a new task, that there was nothing in 7th, 8th grade math that I was trying to teach my students as an administrator that was really preventing them from they should be able to do it. They can. I know they can. And so I started looking into Kumon when my wife, who was receiving her master's at a time, was in an elite program, and there were a significant number of students that attributed doing Kumon to the reasons they had succeeded as well as they had in school, and ultimately testing wise, why they were able to get into this MBA program. And I started looking into it, and it was exactly what I philosophically was believing in, and that we're not, that our kids are lacking in their everyday approach to school, which is the ability to work through things that are difficult and know that, you know what, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. I can make it there, and I can do it on my own. It's been an unbelievable path for me going as an administrator and a teacher, somebody who has spent my life working in traditional schools, to see the effectiveness of this program. It's spectacular, and I think it's an awesome thing. So I'm very happy, and I switched over about 7 years ago, 8 years ago now, and it's been awesome. It's just truly an amazing program.
Chauvin Tate, certainly appreciate your sharing that from a personal perspective. Certainly is inspiring as well. So I know Kumon is voted as one of the top 500 franchises in the U.S. So if any of our listeners are interested to be just like you, how can one become a Kumon instructor as well?
Yes, Kumon has a great website which any potential franchisee would like to, if they would like to become a Kumon instructor, they can contact KumonFranchise.com. Again, that's KumonFranchise.com. And all the information is there. There's some contact information there, and they can take it from there. It's a beautiful program. It's given me a lot of satisfaction working with young children and older children. And anyone who joins this program as an instructor is going to love it as much as I do.
Excellent. And finally, how do we contact you? Where can folks find more information about Kumon and your respective centers?
Sure. I'll go first. My name is Tate Isgrig. Again, I'm the instructor at the Kumon of Milton in Milton, Massachusetts. We're located 362 Granite Avenue at the corner of Adams and Granite Street. You can call and set up an appointment time with me or by calling the 1-800 number. But you can also reach me at 617-273-0500 or by email at tateisgrig@ikumon.com. And we'll set up a time to sit down and talk and evaluate your children and start moving forward from there.
Okay, and I am Shobha Donti, the instructor at Kumon in North Andover. We are located at 127 Main Street in downtown North Andover. You can call me again through the 800 number or at 978-681-6284 or you can email me at shobhadonti@ikuman.com. You can also find both Tate Center and my center on Facebook. And you can always leave a comment and say hello on our Facebook pages or visit us on our website through kuman.com.
Well, Shobhan Tate, it certainly has been great to have had you, and thanks for what you do through Kuman in the state of Massachusetts and in the city of Boston. And we wish you nothing but the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
We have been speaking with both Shobhan Donti and Tate Isgrig, two esteemed educators and entrepreneurs who each own and manage one of over 50 Kuman centers across Boston and New England. And for further details, simply visit kuman.com. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.